ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो वंस अगेन वेलकम टू ऑल बाबास एंजल्स, टू बाबास होम, योर होम। When we are in our own countries, when we are planning to come to Madhuban, what thoughts you have had in your mind that you wanted to come to Madhuban? Just recollect some of the thoughts that you had when you were making booking, when you were applying for leave, getting permission. What were some of the thoughts that you had in your mind? From my experience, I would say that every Brahmin wants to come to Madhuban after they have been introduced to BKs and after they get okay, they are qualified to come to Madhuban. There are three reasons to come to Madhuban. Of course, the highlight of Madhuban is to meet Bap Dada. Bap Dada's dates are given, so we look forward to be with Baba on that day. Secondly, we want to meet our long lost and now found unlimited family. Because we don't get this unlimited family in our own places. And thirdly, of course, to meet all our seniors, brothers and sisters. You already are here through your subtle body. So now you are here. We are lucky that double foreigners are allowed to stay for 15 days. Bharatvasis only 3 days. They travel, some of them travel 3 days and they travel back 3 days to their place and they stay in Madhuban 3 days. So foreigners arrive in Madhuban most quickly than some of the Bharatvasis. So are you intoxicated about that? You are allowed for 15 days, 2 weeks. Now, how to make maximum use of our stay here? You know, every day, every hour, every second is spent in a worthwhile way. So I'm sure all of you have some plans in your mind and all of you also have some aim in your mind, what you would like to do and how you would like to see yourself when you return from here. I just would like to share with you some thoughts from my experience. You know, what I do when I come to Madhuban to take the maximum benefit. Of course, we need to have a plan, a strategy, so that we are able to make use of our time in a worthwhile way. What I would like to suggest you, first of all, create a vision, you know, for yourself. You have arrived a couple of days ago, some of you maybe 1 day ago. So how you would like to see yourself when you leave from here? Your mission is based on your vision. So you can create a mission on the basis of your vision. So once you have created that vision, of course, our final aim Baba has given is to become Bhaksaman. That is the ultimate aim. But how I would like to see myself, you know, so that I can create plan accordingly. So one of the things that we can do in Madhuban is not anything new plan, but follow the routine that is being already set for us to follow accurately. I very much believe in discipline, and so if you can keep up all 15 days following the routine accurately from Amrit Vela until the night time, you get the maximum. Because somebody else makes plan to give you the maximum benefits. You know, sometimes you may wonder, what makes the atmosphere of Madhuban so powerful? The moment we set our foot on this land, we begin to feel, you know, everything natural, remembrance, natural, Brahmin life, natural, because of the atmosphere. You know, and how the atmosphere is created? There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is set routine. Everyone who live in this campus follow the routine from Amrit Vela that is being set by Bap Dada himself, Didis and Dadis over many years. That is first thing all of us can embrace. The second thing I would like to suggest is to keep an open mind. Just open mind and have an attitude of learning. You know, I just want to learn. I just want to progress. So when you have that attitude of learning and open mind, you get what you want. This is the magic of this land. You know, you have a question in your mind, you have a thought in your mind, and you have something to ask somebody, but then you come to the class, you will get answer. Who have heard it? We don't know. But it's in the air, and it reaches the right person to give you the answer. So you should experience that magic here. Madhuban is called the magic land because of that reason, you know. Because many times brothers and sisters have given their experience. You know, they go to Baba's room and they tell Baba something. They talk to Baba and then they come to the classroom and they get the answer. So as if like, you know, Baba has heard and he spoke to you. So this is something you can also experience, keeping an open mind and have a learning attitude. And I have experienced it myself. We can learn while we are in Madhuban in four ways. There are four levels of learning here, you know. Many things we don't learn in the classroom. Many things we learn outside the classroom. I'm sure you must have also noticed. Because, you know, this is a family, this is an university, and this is a hospital and organization. on all four levels, you learn on four levels also. One is, of course, listening to knowledge as a student in the classroom. You know, you always carry a notebook while you are in Madhuban. Really, you don't know what comes out of anybody's mouth, what wisdom they are going to share. No, something that you have been seeking for a long time. And so it's better to always carry a notebook and a pen so that you can make a note. So one is to learn in the classroom. The second is when you are not in the classroom, you are still learning through observation. You go to kitchen, you go to dining area, you go to different places, you know, all the Madhuban Nivasis and Sevadaris, they are doing their duties, they are performing their responsibilities, but just by observing, you know, how much dedication, how much sacrifice they are doing, making for keeping us so happy and comfortable. So make a note every day what you learn through observation, not by in the classroom. And the third way of learning is through experiencing. Give yourself some silent time because you need to digest, you need to reflect, contemplate on what you have heard. You know, there will be so much of knowledge, wisdom that is being shared by all the seniors. So I have collected, but I must have some silent moment to reflect so that I can make that knowledge into wisdom. This time, try to, you know, have dharana, because I was just sharing what is the definition of dharana. Baba always talks about one subject, dharana, inculcation, which means transforming knowledge into wisdom, which means putting knowledge into action. So you need to spend some time in silence. So what are the things that I need to apply, you know, use it in action. So I really recommend each one of you to spend some time in silence on your own. And there are many places here you can choose to sit wherever you want. Nobody will object you. For your information, there are also four pilgrimage places in Gyan Sarovar too. So you can go anywhere you like. Of course, Baba's room is one of it. Dome is the second one. And Tapasya Dham on the top of the hill, the third one. And then there is a small Baba's room next to global office, incognito, a point of light. So you can choose to go anywhere and spend some time in silence, which is very important. Because in our own places, sometimes we may not get so much time to sit and contemplate. And then the fourth way of learning is through reading. No, we have a library here also in the training section at where there is telephone exchange, and there are many, many things for reading. So if you are a person who learns through reading, you can also spend some time. Just check the opening hours. So sitting in the classroom, observing, experiencing and reading. And then every day make a note at night, what are the things I have learned today? You know, we have to unlearn certain things to learn certain things, because we have to make space to store the wisdom. So when you learn, automatically you unlearn certain things. And Madhuban is the only place which is called the land of tapasya. You know, tapasya means many things actually. But one simple definition I would like to suggest for you to experiment while you are here is determination, concentration, and introversion. Because without these three things, you cannot do tapasya. These are the things that was given to us to work on ourselves in the month of January. I liked it very much, and I used that method, and it helps a lot. You know, go into the cave of introversion and create an atmosphere of solitude. Have determination and concentration. So every day, you know, make sure you create some new experience in yoga. It's very, very important to create experience in yoga, because this place has that atmosphere, prepared atmosphere to dive deep into yoga experiences, especially Madhuban, where Baba did tapasya himself and has left the vibration. So we must make use of that vibration atmosphere to sustain ourselves. So I really would like to suggest, you know, to really, from now onwards, enter into the cave of your introversion and stay in that introverted cave as long as you're here. Introversion does not mean you don't talk, you don't smile, you look serious and sick. No. If you want to know what is introversion, you look at Mama's face. Mama was always introvert, but always cheerful. Now, antarmukta, we call it. The mind of the soul is turned towards Baba, the sun of knowledge. So when the sunflower is facing the sun, how it looks like? It's blooming, isn't it? So my face will be like that when I am practicing tapasya in the form of introversion. But introversion will help you to save a lot of energy, unnecessary wasting, so you are able to attain mastery over yourself. You are able to remain underground, because when you are underground, you are not attacked by Maya. So I would really suggest to experiment with yoga here. I was telling one group the other day, at least try to experiment 8 hours of yoga while you are here. Maybe in your own places, you may not be able to do that. You know, you have going to Laukik work, you have shopping, cleaning, working, so many other things to do, but here you are free. All that you have to do is class and then glass. You come to class, you go to glass, drink, eat, and then you sleep, again come back. So how many of you would like to take this challenge? As long as you are in Madhuban, you create a chart of 8 hours of remembrance. Raise your hand. Let me see. Anybody, first timers, last timers, newcomers, anyone can. 8 hours, I'm not asking you for sitting and remembering. But some remembrance can be sitting, but I would like to suggest you can remain within the 4 lines of remembrance maryadas. Maryadas for remembrance has 4 lines. So remain within this code of conduct of remembrance for 8 hours. And that will give you a chance to be part of 108 rosary. You want to be part of 108 rosary? So 8 hours remembrance is required. So the 4 lines of maryadas conduct is 1, soul consciousness. Now, soul consciousness can also be practiced on 4 levels. Actually 7 stages. I will tell you only 4 levels today. One is gross form of soul consciousness, which is like, you know, the body is like a car, I am a driver, I am using this body as my vehicle, I am the charioteer. So it's like comparison and separation. Second stage is avyakt stage. Avyakt means beyond physical, like being in the subtle region, avyakta stage, subtle. And third is bodiless stage. Of course, to experience bodiless state, you have to sit. You cannot be walking and being bodiless. You may faint otherwise. No, you got to sit to practice bodiless stage. And then lastly, Bindu stage. That is only possible in the soul world. So during this first stage, first line of maryada, only soul consciousness. So try to practice and imbibe becoming embodiment of soul consciousness, which means that you forget your body to such an extent that you embody the soul. Second line of maryada is churning knowledge. So that is also called jnana yoga. Churning knowledge is jnana yoga, even though it is not going to destroy your sins, but it will take you towards that stage. It will warm up your engine, it creates intoxication, and so you are able to enjoy being with Baba through knowledge. And so you pick up points from the Murli. After listening to the Murli and avyakt signal, just whatever touched your heart, just note that point as a point for churning. And then the third stage is heart to heart conversation with Baba. You know, we have 8 main relationships with Baba. So make sure you have had the experience of the love of all relationship this time. Don't leave Madhuban this time without experiencing the taste of the love of each relationship. I just want to ask, have you all experienced all relationship with Baba? Those who have not, raise your hands. Those who have not experienced all relationships, father, mother, teacher, guru, friend, beloved, child and brother. So if you have not experienced, go for it this time in Madhuban and feel the taste of this relationship, so that every time you remember Baba, as Baba said in Sunday Murli, you don't swim in the wave, but you drown in the ocean. Maya cannot see you. She will disappear because she can't see you. So it is good to have the aim to explore, experience and express the love of all relationship with Baba. You know? So that is third stage. So what you can do, my suggestion, I have done it, you know, in my Brahmin life. Every hour I take different relationship in one day according to how I want. Or you can fix like Monday, mother, Tuesday, teacher. Like that you can also name the day according to what you want to experience. You know, and then when you are walking, eating, you invoke Baba in that relationship and experience the love. And the last stage is, of course, Bindu stage. That is only possible in the soul world. You cannot do that when you are in the corporeal world. I would really, really recommend all of you to spend a lot of time of your stay in Madhuban, either in the soul world or in the subtle region. You change your address. When you change your address, for that you have to change your dress. When you change your address changes. So from now until you leave Madhuban, you become the resident of subtle region and the soul world. Have you been to soul world recently? Those who have been, raise your hand. Recently, this side. Have you been to soul world? How it looks like? So beautiful, my home. So try to experience your eternal form, your eternal qualities, a life of liberation. Because when you are in Mukti Dham, you don't know you are there. You have to experience that while you are here. And also, Bap Dada is invoking all of us all the time to go and join him in the subtle region. So I would recommend, you know, to spend your most of the time exploring these four stages. Don't come to the fifth line, body consciousness. No need. When you are in Madhuban, what is the need for coming into body consciousness? No need, right? No need, because here nobody will introduce themselves with business card. You know, when people meet in Laukik world, first thing they exchange is business card. They will ask their occupation, their job. Nobody asks anything here, right? Everybody knows we are soul and we are Brahma Kumaris, that's all. So I think this time you should experiment with yoga. You know, all of us always have the desire, but Baba has given the opportunity. We are in Gyan Sarovar. It is so quiet, you know, especially morning, evening, you can choose. So that is one of my, request or one of my suggestion. And of course, in Madhuban, we have four pilgrimage places. Make use of the maximum use of the four pilgrimage places. Even though we are living in Gyan Sarovar, but at least once a day, you can choose your time to spend at least couple of hours going into each pilgrimage place. You know, and Baba has already told us, if you want to become Bab Saman, you go to Baba's room. If you want to make your heart light, go to Baba's hut. If you want to get rid of waste thought, you go to History Hall. If you want to receive blessings, go to Tower of Peace. So every time you go to these four places, make a note of your conversation with Baba. Have an aim. You know, I remember Dadi Janki was sharing her experience once. You know, when she was looking at Sakar Baba, she was seeing him all the time as Dharmaraj. So she told Brahma Baba, "Baba, don't show me this form. You know, I want to get rid of this. So I want to, you know, stay in Madhuban, do tapasya and remove this Dharmaraj vision." So Baba gave Dadi 40 days to stay in Madhuban. And she did tapasya with one aim, to get rid of a particular sanskara. Particular sanskara. You know, with determination. So every day she did tapasya 40 minutes three times for 40 days. Of course you don't have 40 days. At least you got 14 days. Right? So you can choose to which sanskara you want to really melt, you want to really finish, and with that determination, go to the pilgrimage places every day and do powerful tapasya. It will work. Nowadays, you know, it's just a matter of powerful thought and you get your thoughts accomplished. So these are some practical experiments we should do to see how we can get benefit from it. But apart from that, we have all the seniors here and they will be sharing, you know, variety of experiences. And so I think it's also nice to make a note of some of the experiences that we listened from the seniors and try to see how we can make the maximum benefit of it. So one is being with the family, you know, get to know each other. And of course, whenever you have an opportunity, you talk to brothers and sisters of other countries also. No, it is a trend sometimes. We eat with the souls of our country. We move along with the people of our country. We feel comfortable. But only in Madhuban you get the opportunity. Especially if there is no language barrier. I think it is nice to mix with each other and share and listen to their experiences. And it's some wonderful stories you will hear. You know, the way they came to knowledge and the way they manage Brahmin life in their country according to different situations. So that is why I said we learn a lot even listening to each other's experience here also. And of course in Madhuban, you know, the program is made for double foreigners in such a way, it has lots of varieties. So you will also have an opportunity to go to Baba's Rock. Many were already asking me, are we going to Baba's Rock? Definitely you will be going to Baba's Rock. And you will experience the vibrations there. But don't anticipate for that day to come. But you can already start experiencing Baba sustaining you while you are here. And one important suggestion I would like to give for you to take the maximum benefit is to make your Amrit Vela powerful while you are here. Because most of us always have problem with Amrit Vela meditation in our centers because of many reasons. Maybe there are not so many people, we are alone, and because of very small group, there is no proper vibration. So prepare yourself, you know, before coming, take the one full hour, 3:30 to 4:30 or 4 to 5, make your Amrit Vela powerful, so that that sustains you for the rest of the day, and not only while you are here, but even when you return to your places. Because, you know, whatever experiences Baba gives us in Madhuban, it's recorded within the soul. And when you return to your places, you can relive that experience. So this is why I'm saying that nowadays we don't have night class. Everything finishes by 7:30. So which means that you are free. So you can go to bed earlier. So you can get up little bit earlier, maybe 3:30. Do some extra while you are here. And make it powerful. To make it powerful, I suggest one thing which is important is, before you go to bed at night, you must write a chart. This is Baba's direction, not my direction. Bhaktada himself said in one of the Murlis, those who don't write the chart and give their whole day's news to Baba and make themselves light, they cannot have powerful Amrit Vela next day. Because that is the punishment they have for not obeying Baba's direction. So at least try to obey this direction of Baba by writing the chart before going to bed. Go to Baba's room if you want, because sometimes I think in the room many are staying together, maybe it is not so suitable. So go to Baba's room, write your chart, tell everything to Baba, and then go to your bedroom to sleep. So the thing is, you have to make your mind and intellect light. Empty everything, and then it is easy when you wake up. And what we need to do is, when we wake up, we don't delay in waking up. That is where the laziness comes. So the moment the alarm rings, the moment you listen to the record, jump out of your bed with 1 second. Don't give another second. Because Maya is waiting as a stepmother to make you, take you into the lap and give you very good commentary. So that you don't realize 1 hour has passed. So don't listen to the second thought. That we always say, the first thought is Baba's, second thought is Maya's. So wake up with one thought, and wake up with good morning and an attitude of gratitude to Baba, and then keep your mind and intellect occupied. That is the yukti. Because if you keep your mind and intellect thinking about worldly things, what you have to do today, where you have to go, all these things, then your Amrit Vela is spoiled. Keep aside everything. You start remembering, you know, some Brahmin life story, some points of the Murli, some meeting with Baba, bring your intellect to Madhuban, you know, something that entertains your mind and intellect until you get ready to come and sit in the classroom for meditation. And then, of course, some people say that in Amrit Vela we cannot churn knowledge. In Amrit Vela, we cannot have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. So some have the wrong understanding that they must go into seed stage in silence. Not necessary, because sometimes this is a sleeping time. If you go into silence immediately, you may drop asleep. Yeah, so I suggest first you start with churning. You have an aim. What you want to experience today? and have determination with that aim. So either you can have conversation with Baba with particular relationship or any points of knowledge that touched you. So as you go through that, naturally you get lost in the love of Baba. So let it be natural, you know. So just to pay a lot of attention to Amrit Vela meditation and meditation before Murli. That is also very important. It prepares our intellect to absorb the Murli accurately. And then evening, 7 to 7:30. Don't occupy yourself with other appointments, but make use of that time in a worthwhile way, which is very important. And also I suggest, let us practice punctuality. Brahma Baba likes that very much. You know, Brahma Baba used to have the system in the yajna. During those days in Karachi, they used to play a song. There was no bell or anything. First song used to be played when all the children should be seated in the classroom. That is the signal. Second song, Mamma will be in the classroom. Mamma is already in the classroom. And third song, Baba is there. So the rule was nobody should come after Baba comes. That's a respect for the teacher in the classroom. So what the Baba did was he had a CID. He appointed Ishudadi as a CID to make a note of the names of those who come after Baba has come. There were some. Of course, Baba gave directions, so she just wrote the name and gave it to Baba. So next morning, Baba would give a powerful murli. Shiv Baba would speak the murli so that people can be disciplined. So now there will be nobody as a CID to make a note of your name. But Baba is watching in his register, making a note of your name. So I would suggest, you know, double foreigners become an example for punctuality. So try, because here you don't have anything else to do. After Amrit Vela, you don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, you don't have to iron, you don't have to wash. You just have to get ready and come. So try to make it, we don't keep it as a punctuality award. In some centers we do. Recently, I conducted retreat in Mysore. So we had retreat every day. And because of the punctuality, the attendance was 100% on time. And Baba likes that very much. You know, Brahma Baba never came late, not even one day. He was 93 when he became avyakt. One day only they told us he was 3 minutes late. And that too because he couldn't sleep whole night. He had toothache and the Lachudadi did not woke him up. So he got up himself, got ready and came to class. The first thing he did was apology. He apologized with us for being late 3 minutes. So do we apologize when we come late? We never care, you know, we just come in when we like. So just let us discipline ourselves a little bit, thinking that Baba is watching us. So it will help us in our centers. Because one thing Brahma Baba's speciality was, he did everything himself first before he told anybody else to do. So that is why his slogan was, whatever I do, others will copy and do the same. So that is why his every action became an ideal action. So I would really recommend double foreigners to become an example in being punctual. Regular, of course, punctual also. And of course, Madhuban provides all kinds of programs. So we also have some small and, you know, little cultural programs for you to demonstrate your entertaining sanskaras, you know, whether in whatever form. So that will be announced later. But only thing that we are missing is meeting with the seniors. Because in the past, we used to have a lot of opportunity to meet with the seniors. But now you can see many not seniors are around. But we are lucky if they are available for the class. When they are around you, make maximum use of their presence. Don't expect they will have a separate meeting with you, because now this time is the last Baba's meeting. So there will be 20,000 people downstairs, and then they also need to sustain them too. You know, so they will be up and down. But this group is very lucky. All the seniors are around. Mohini Ben, New York, Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, Nirmala Ben, Brij Mohan Bai. All the seniors are around, and they will be sharing their wisdom from time to time. So that will be your meeting with them in a way. You know, that's why we have to be satisfied. Because I sometimes feel what we are getting now, in the future, those who come later, they may not even get this sustenance. You know? How many of you have met Prakash Mani Dadi? How many of you have not met Prakash Mani Dadi? Wow! Ooh, see, so many. How many of you have not met Dadi Janki? First timers. How many of you have not met Dadi Gulzar? Okay, see? And those who have met, So even this meeting, Avyakt meeting, is also lucky. Because in the future, we don't know what will be the kind of meeting happening. So have the intoxication that we are the most fortunate souls to come here, to put your foot on this land itself is a fortune. So don't think about, oh, we didn't get the chance to meet this dadi, that dadi. But whatever chance you have, that is also great fortune. So be intoxicated for your fortune, for the opportunity that Baba has given you, right? So, because when I am happy and fortunate, I can take the maximum benefit of whatever is happening around. And as much as possible, I would suggest that don't think about the place that you have left behind. Yeah? As much as possible, minimum use of your telephone. Usually when bhattis, we take away their telephone. You know? If it is 3 days bhatti, 1 week bhatti, they leave their telephone and they collect before they leave. But we are not doing this for the Madhuban Nivasis, those who have come for Baba's home. But you can have three types of silence. M3 silence, I call it. M3. Mind silence, mouth silence, mobile silence. Right? How many of you want to observe M3 silence? Mouth silence, mind silence, mobile silence. You don't need any mobile here. You don't need any newspaper also. You don't need to know any news. This is beyond. This is another world. You are in another world. If you have to know some news, they will let you know if something is going to happen. You don't need to be anxious. So I really recommend you, test yourself. You know, your intellect is not going to be pulled by the country you have left, the center you have left, the people, the home you have left. Because you have made all the effort to come here. Huh? Now you are going to call them. What did you eat this morning? Did you sleep okay? Huh? You know, so this kind of simple things, we don't need to worry. Yeah, Baba will take care of them. Let my intellect don't get pulled. So really be, you know, your own master. Control using your digital world. Fix one time. Once a day, check your emails. Check your messages once a day. And finish. Not every now and then. You know, now there's a tendency. Shivani Ben was mentioning, which is very nice. Pay attention to what you consume. What you consume during the whole day. Whatever you consume, according to that will be your emotional health. You know, emotionally I have to be healthy. And for that, five things she has suggested. Keep an attention on what you see, what you hear, what you talk, what you read, and what you eat. Because this is what we consume, and according to the consumption, our emotion goes accordingly. So emotionally keep yourself fit, so that you are emotionally balanced. So then you are able to absorb. And lastly, I just wanted to also suggest, according to Dr. Satish Gupta, morning 4 hours from 4 to 8, keep your team positive. You know, team means thoughts, emotions, attitude and memory. Because Dr. Satish Gupta said, during that time, body produces a kind of hormone, and if I'm not in a positive state of mind, it affects the harmony of the different organs of the body. The body organs cannot work in harmony if my thoughts are not positive, because the hormone disturbs the harmony of the systems. So thoughts positive, emotions positive, attitude positive, memory positive. So if you have kept that for 4 hours during the day, naturally it will have an impact for the rest of the day. And lastly, I also would like to suggest you know, all the traffic control that we have here, I'm trying to do it, but I'm not 100% yet, but to do it seriously, all the traffic control, do it seriously. The purpose for which the traffic control is being played, whether it is 1 hour, 1 minute, or 3 minutes several times. Because in our center, some of the places may not have the record played, and some of the places play record, but we don't give it too much serious. Nowadays, we are a little bit careless. So try to experiment bodiless stage every hour, 1 minute, 3 minutes, whatever stage you want to experience, be in that stage.
अपने सुकर्मों के बलदार ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है, शिव पिता को अब याद करो। पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है,
शिव बाबा के ज्ञान से फिर माया को मार भगाना है,
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, सतयुग में सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
धाम में तुम्हें जाना है।
ओम शांति। आई होप I was able to share some tips for you to take the maximum benefit. Is there any question from anyone? One chance? Anybody would like to ask anything? Anything else? You want to? What? Meet with me. Okay. No, that is not a big problem. No problem. Otherwise, everybody is okay? Okay means? Okay. O means Shiv Baba, K means kingdom. Those who remember Baba and the inheritance, they are always okay. Yeah? So take the maximum benefit, enjoy your stay, and thank Baba at every step. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti.
So thank you very much, Sister Meera.